There now follows a ministerial broadcast to the nation.
Good evening, and I think I can say that without fear of contradiction.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Now, I'm here tonight, obviously. Tomorrow night, who knows? But tonight, I have to tell you about this country's grave economic crisis. Now, let me put my cards on the table. I can finish the game later. However, the present crisis is largely due to the current shortage of natural oil, and so the government have produced a pamphlet. Unfortunately, owing to the current paper shortage, we have only managed to produce one pamphlet. This will be circulated not by the post office due to their current shortage of efficiency, but it will be passed round to you by your milkman. Due to the milk shortage, milk deliveries have been suspended. Well, in fact, it's a bottle shortage. Plenty of milk's being produced, it's just not getting into the bottles. And if that brings tears to your eyes, think what it's doing to the cows. Oh, dear. However, things are not as black as they've been painted, due to the shortage of black paint. Meanwhile, we must all tighten our belts, at least as soon as we can overcome the current belt shortage. And in conclusion, let me warn you of the impending shortage of government ministers. We're no fools, we're off to the Bahamas. Bye!
Once again, the strains of the Angus Prune Tune bring you a shortage of Timbrook Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden, David Hatch, Joe Kendall and Bilotti to beguile another 30 minutes with idle whimsy. As the voice of them all once more reports...
Oh no, it's I'm sorry, I'll read that again! Again!
And we begin our broadcast for today with another talk in our series, Childhood Remembered.
Sweet, fragrant memories of dear, distant days. Is it just my fancy, or were those childish summers always warmer? Was there always hot cocoa to dispel the nip of frosty morns? And was there every afternoon a passing funeral to throw stones at? And those long winter evenings in the nursery playing strip Ludo with Nanny. Dear Nanny, will I ever find a goat like her? And so inventive, too. The nursery, our childhood world, with its doll's house and its 00-gauge thumbscrews, and wafting from the kitchen that rich, appetizing aroma which told us that cook was roasting another orphan. It seemed a house full of flowers, sweet William, pinks and peonies, love in a mist, and Aunt Kate arranging red-hot pokers under the vicar's fingernails. And that birthday when I was... given a little kitten and the junior vivisectionist's kit and the wonderful little corner shop for tuppence I could get a great big bag of rat poison and a rat. I remember sitting on my granny's knee. It took her hours to find it. And every Christmas the carol singers nailed up along the drive their pretty little... What's the matter?
I'm sorry, but, you know, this really has got to stop.
Is this something I've said?
No. I'm sorry, John. You're just not to be trusted on this programme. And good grief, you realise there may be children listening?
Oh?
What do you say to that?
Can I have one on toast?
That does it. Go on, out. Go on.
Just a little one.
No. You're finished.
Done to him.
You keep out of this.
No, I'm sorry, but I have to agree with John.
Why?
Because he has great talent, audience appeal, and a carving knife.
All right, we can do without either of you. Off you go, go on. Oh. Straighten your caps, don't slouch. Off with the pair of you.
Very well. And you know what we're going to do? Together?
You're not, are you?
Oh, yes. And then... we are going to start our own radio station.
What? Competition with Radio Prune? How could you sink so low?
Done all right so far.
Hello, listeners everywhere.
Radio Terrapin's on the air.
Radio Terrapin? Don't make me laugh.
Oh, a challenge.
Well, go on and good luck.
Terrapin!
Yes, you're in tune with Terrapin.
More or less. And our next program is...
Gardening beginners.
Pardon?
Gardening.
Yoga.
Cookery.
Oh, look, you can't do them all at once.
Yes, we can.
But we've only got one microphone. I'm afraid you'll have to share it. They'll have to share it. Okay? Right, carry on.
Hello, and welcome to gardening.
For beginners.
Corner.
You know, now's the time of year you should be lifting your bulbs.
Crossing your legs.
And whipping half a dozen.
Pansies. And as soon as you can, get them into the bed.
Coat them liberally with butter.
And take a deep breath. Then, when you're in the correct position,
get a hold of a spade.
And impress your friends. You know, a lot of people like to have
plenty of manure
on top of the head. Place the other hand
in a bowl of fresh cream.
For 5 or 6 months, you'll be surprised at the results.
Now, many of you have written in to say you only have
one buttock. Now, stand on your
laddies.
But don't forget to wear an oven glove.
And on page 2 of your pamphlet, you'll find a photograph of
Fanny Craddock.
And other pests. You can, you can get rid of them by
putting your left foot in
a juicy bit of rump.
You know, I've often been called
the Queen of Puddings. A lovely way to round off your
stomach, and it's always wise to keep a bit of
crumpet
in the potting shed.
And in conclusion, I can only say
hollyhocks.
And the same
to you. I see, so that's what they're up to.
I'm going to leave the BBC and go into entertainment. Ladies and gentlemen, Radio Prune proudly presents your 3 million best tunes. And here to start with, we are deeply honoured to offer you that all-time classic, Just My Bill, sung by the legendary, the one and only, the terrific, Eddie Waring.
Oh, it's just my bill. As a matter of fact, though, no one seems to notice him as he goes by. But he did have a great game on Saturday against Old Kingston Rovers, scored a try. Should be playing
the game. Meanwhile, on Radio Terrapin.
But a palace spokesman denied that any member of the royal family had been involved. The horse's condition is said to be satisfactory. News has just reached us that Radio Prune, the BBC's answer to the Titanic, has finally closed down. Mr. Hatch, the station's former managing director, producer, announcer, and small boring pain in the neck, has decided to retire. You're tuned to Terrapin, and it only remains for me to say, 3 years later.
The same again, Sam.
Don't you think you've had enough, Mr. Hatch?
Enough? Sure, I've had enough. And all this crazy, god-out, sticky world. That's what I've had enough of. I used to be somebody, Sam, you know that? I used to be somebody. I used to be Mrs. Gladys Zimbalvis Jr. And then after the operation, I used to run good old Radio Prune. Do you remember that, Sam? Radio Prune.
Yeah, sure, I remember. But why not go home now? It's Christmas Eve. You've been drinking solid since 6 o'clock. Easter Monday.
Oh, Sam, now, Sam, don't send me away. You're the only friend I got, Sam. You know that, Sam?
Yeah.
You're my friend, aren't you, Sam?
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Sam?
Yeah, sure I am. We've been married 2 years.
Oh, time flies. But, you know, I miss the old days.
You're tuned to Radio Terrapin, and the time now is 6 months later, precisely.
Oh, my God!
What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
No, wait! Oh! Look at this!
What?
Nothing. Oh, no, wait! Look at this! Radio Terrapin on the rocks.
Let me see it.
Look!
Ah! 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 Now, what was that about Radio Terrapin?
Listen, Radio Terrapin forced to close down due to losing their entire audience.
How can this be, good heavens? We've given them shows like Sing Along a Rolf, the Bob Monkhouse Comedy Second, News at 2 o'clock in the Morning, Your 100 Best Poems by W.B. Yeats, Clive Jenkins Sings Gems from Crosby, Stills and Nash, Phone In to Engelbert Hump...
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
They're ruined!
Let's see if there's anything about it on the news. Click.
And Radio Terrapin has been forced to close down. You're tuned to Radio Hatch.
Oh, no!
You can have your old jobs back. All right. Bill, let's have a song.
Certainly.
One, two, how one, two, three.
From Birmingham to Burnley, from Manchester to Spurs, there's a bloke that all the managers detest. Some call him an honor, and some call him a twerp, but he's earning twice as much as all the rest. Cluffy, Cluffy, we can't get enough of Cluffy, Cluffy. With tiny piggy eyes, a twisted grin and nicely short-cut hair. But if you think he's a loony, then just look at Sir Ralph. Now who do you prefer? Hey! Cluffy! Cluffy! He's a very dull man. Well, perhaps that's the wrong word. More of a dull robot. Of course, I have been in trouble with the Football Association. But then what do they know? F.A. In fact, I've also given a lot of advice to that clown, Edward Heath. Of course, he's not taking it. That's why the country's in such a mess. Point of fact, he asked me to go out and visit him on Morning Cloud. He said he'd send a speedboat to come and ship me out, but I said, it's all right. I'll walk. Ryan Clough for England. Ryan Clough for King. President Nixon out and Cloughy in. Yesterday, Derby, tomorrow, the world, with Cluffy, we can win.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present Ice Cubes Down My Cleavage or The Coltits Story.
Oh! 1941.
nearly 7:45. All over Europe, the lights are going out.
Ow! Get off!
On the green fields of Germany, English and German soldiers are engaged in battle.
We're going to get married.
Whilst back in good old Blighty, the songs of Vera Lynn are sending our lads off to war.
I'm not staying listening to that rubbish.
Sometimes our chaps may get downhearted, but there is always the voice of Sir Winston Churchill to say this to them.
Never care so much, be none so little, by so often, fall so many, be so few so many times, with never so little.
But it's early days. It's still 6 years before the English can enjoy D-Day, the French B-Day, and the Americans Doris Day. The Germans are already beginning to take prisoners.
Put them back!
And to accommodate them, they are building a dreadful and depressing camp based on the original design by Sir Billy Butlin. Hold it!
July 41. The camp's finishing touches are being supervised by Herr General Strike of the SS.
What's that stand for?
He's feeling deflated as things are not progressing as well as he'd hoped. He is, of course, as if you didn't know, the camp commandant.
I'm getting ever so close.
Bit of a sauerkraut, eh? Oh,
never get it finished. The prisoners are going to be up here this afternoon. Look at the place. Aren't even any curtains up. If that's not the right wallpaper, I ordered Mickey Mouses with little pink flowers. Oh, Gunther Saxon Bratwurst. Where are the Union Jack T-Munt? I'll never shop at Harrods again.
The prisoners are here, Head General.
God saves the Queen. Pip, pip. Top hole, old chap. What?
What's he on about?
Please do introduce yourselves. Let's hope you've got funny names.
Captain Heatheringham, Fotheringham, Whackingham, Biffingham, Knockingham, Rockingham. Oh, yeah, baby. Rooty, toodoo, boop, shibam, Fortescue, Liberty, Bodies, Phipps.
Not bad for Sturris. And please, who is this?
Surely you remember me, Herr General. Don't you recognize the handlebar moustache?
Yes, that rings a bell. Oh. Yes, you'll find I've changed a lot since then. Cheeky face. No, what is your name? Do you have a funny name? Or may I call you Shredders?
No, I'm just a plain Major.
Ah, but Major what?
Major Jump.
Nice one, British Australian. Right. Is that all the prisoners?
Yes, all except, of course, for the usual batch of lovable, chirpy Cockney privates.
Nobby.
Chalky.
Ginge.
Chalky.
Nobby.
Ginge.
Chalky.
Chalky.
And Nobby.
Here, where's Ginge?
Sailors,
No.
Pity! Pity, 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 pity. No matter, let me introduce myself. My Christian name is Gunther. My surname is Streich. A shame, because I wish my surname was Lunch. Then I would be caught. Gunther Lunch! Nice one, me! Wunderbar. Who says we Germans have no sense of humor?
Oh, sir, you Germans have no sense of humor.
Say that again, English pig dog rabbit pelican.
You Germans have no sense of humor.
Could you? Come along, old chap, don't cry. We'd like to know the names of all your staff.
Well, I'm glad you asked me that. Here we have Herr Brush, Herr Nett, Herr Lacker, and Herr Restore. Four in a row. Bum, 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 bum. And my assistant Hans, whose surname is Bumps-a-Daisy. He's the uncle. Their uncle.
of a delightful girl called Anne. Got that? Who is therefore known as
Hans' niece, Anne Bumpsy Daisy.
You're right. We Germans have no sense of humor.
General, I think you'd better share us to ourselves.
Ah, no. I'm so sorry the cell is not finished. I tell you what, you can have my room.
Very decent of you, you square-headed German pig.
Ah, you're welcome.
Bienvenue, willkommen.
You will find tea and crumpets in the fridge, and for the lovable chirping cockneys, there are Nelly Deals and mouth organs under the beds. Oh, one thing. Many Britishers have escaped from Colitz, so I must ask you, promise please, you will not try to escape.
Okay, we promise.
Well, you're no fun. Oh, you're fibbing, aren't you, eh? Of course you are. You mean you're going to have a show? You're going to have a show? You're going to have a show? No, you're going to have a go, surely.
No.
Oh. Still here?
Yes.
Oh. Hello?
Hello?
Just checking. So, hi then.
Bye-bye.
Shall I, leave the door open?
No, thanks.
Have you gone yet?
Some sleep.
Aren't you even going to do a little escape?
For heaven's sake, it's our first night.
Well, I'll cover my eyes.
No.
Promise I won't peek.
Once and for all, we're not going to escape.
Very well. To the torture chamber with you, pig, dog, elephant, warthog, mice. I've got to have some fun tonight.
So the brave band of Britishers were led downstairs to the very bowels of the earth below Colditz. There was nothing in the room but a table, a chair, and a dim light.
Hello.
Then the general began his interrogation.
Now, I want to know why you will not escape. Please tell me. Why won't you escape? Why? Bye. Stop hitting me. God in heaven, you know how to be cruel. Never mind, I have a surprise for you, a new prisoner. May I present a fine old English gentleman, Admiral Alec?
Alec who?
Alec, a nice cup of tea in the morning. Oh, a nice other one, me.
We can't stay here listening to this any longer. We will try to escape.
For days, the plucky lads worked on a tunnel, digging with knives, forks, and spoons. And it wasn't easy, eating their dinner with pickaxes and pneumatic drills. At last, when they were only inches from the surface, the captain gave his final briefing.
Okay, chaps, now, as you can see, I've had you all dress up as German Fräuleins. That's largely because it turns me on. But also so that if you meet Jerry, he'll be friendly to you. But I've also insisted that you don't shave so that he won't get too friendly. If you do meet any German soldiers, a word of advice, don't shoot them. That could arouse suspicion. First, you say to them, Guten Morgen, mein Herr. Then curtsy, and then shoot them. Oh, and in the event of you being captured, you each have a revolver and one bullet. So for God's sake, be careful with them or you could get hurt. Okay. All we've got to do is push this last piece out of the way and we're outside. One, two, three, Oh, well, I didn't really want to escape.
No, it's all right, Captain. I think I can move it. Go, blimey, it's like a great enormous bath plug.
Nonsense.
Yeah! Oh, pulled the plug out! Who's in my bathroom?
Swim for your life!
Go, Stroof, look at her! She's like like a whacking great iceberg, 1/8 above the water and 76/8 below.
Get out of here! Get out, swim for the hills!
Saucepot.
Our gallant chums clambered out of the bath and set off over the German countryside. For 6 days they ran, and then, seeing a church on the hillside, they went inside to rest. But, as the script would have it, the Überführer was in the habit of visiting the same church. For a long time, he did not notice the British soldiers until something aroused his suspicion.
Wait a minute,
he said to the lovable Cockney soldier.
Tell me, please, why are you playing cricket in church? Your explanation had better be good, otherwise you will be in a lot of trouble.
And the soldier replied,
Sir, we have been escaping 6 days now. And perhaps I should get out while I'm going well, but I'll carry on. And all that time, I had no prayer book and no Bible. I had only my cricket bag. You see, sir, when I look at a cricket ball, I think of God's earth spinning in the firmament. When I look at the two umpires, I think of those other two umpires at York and Canterbury. And when I look at the three cricket stumps, I think of the three virtues, or Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. All three cricket stumps. And when I look at the four bales, I think of the Gadarene swine, or at least four of them. And when I think of the six balls in the over, I remember that that is just half the number of disciples. And when I think of the eight balls in an Australian over, I remember that that is two-thirds the number of disciples. And when I look at the 11 men in a team, I think of the Ten Commandments plus one. So you see, sir, my cricket bag serves me as a Bible, a prayer book, and a cricket bag.
And the Oberführer replied,
What a load of rubbish.
Shoot the lot of them. You have been listening to the last Angus Prune show in this series, starring Tim Brooke Taylor, John Cleese, Graham Garden, David Hatch, Joe Kenner, and Bilotti. The script was by Graham Garden and Bilotti, and Bill also wrote the song. Deck of Cards was by Tim Brooke Taylor. The music was played by Dave Lee and the boys, and the arrangements were made by Leon Cohen. The programme was produced by John Castles and David Hatch, who are going into solitary confinement immediately after this.
It's I'm sorry, I'll read that again, once again.
My name is Angus Prune, and I always listen to I'm sorry, I'll read that again. My name is Angus Prune.